Surely no man on earth can match that gang for reckless, deadly schemes. So she agreed. And now, mission accomplished, back the loyal swineherd went to mix with the suitors. Moving next to the prince, he whispered a parting word, their heads close together so no one else could hear. Dear boy, I must be off to see to the pigs and the whole farm. You're living, mine as well. You're the one to tend to all things here. Look out for your own skin first. Do take care, you mustn't come to grief. Crowds of your own countrymen plot to your death. Let Zeus wipe out the lot before they kill us all. Right you are, old friend, the canny prince replied. Now off you go, once you've had your supper, but come back bright and early. Bring some good sound boars for slaughter. Yes, I'll tend to all things here. I and the deathless gods. And the swineherd sat down again on his polished stool, and once he'd supped and drunk to his heart's content, back he went to his pigs, leaving the royal precincts, still filled with feasters, all indulging now in the joys of dance and song. The day was over. Dusk was falling fast. Book 18. The Beggar King of Ithaca. Now along came this tramp, this public nuisance who used to scrounge a living round the streets of Ithaca, notorious for his belly, a ravenous bottomless pit for food and drink. But he had no pith, no brawn, despite the looming hulk that met your eyes. Arneas was his name, so his worthy mother called him at birth, but all the young men called him Iris for short, because he'd hustle messages at any beck and call. Well, he came by to rout the king from his own house, and met Odysseus now with a rough, abusive burst. Get off the porch, you old goat, before I haul you off by the leg. Can't you see them give me the wink, all of them here, to drag you out? And so I would, but I've got some pangs of conscience. Up with you, man, or before you know it, we'll be trading blows. A killing look, and the wily old soldier countered, Out of your mind? What damage have I done you? What have I said? I don't grudge you anything, not if the next man up and gives you plenty. This door sill is big enough for the both of us. You've got no call to grudge me what's not yours. You're another vagrant, just like me, I'd say, and it lies with the gods to make us rich or poor, so keep your fists to yourself. Don't press your luck, don't rile me, or old as I am, I'll bloody your lips, splatter your chest, and buy myself some peace and quiet for tomorrow. I doubt you'll ever come lumbering back again to the halls of Laertes' royal son, Odysseus. Look who's talking, the beggar rumbled in anger. How this pot-bellied pig runs off at the mouth like an old crone at her oven. Well, I've got a knock-out blow in store for him. I'll batter the tramp with both fists, bash every tooth from his jaws. I'll litter the ground with teeth like a rogue sow's, punished for rooting corn. Belt up, so the lords can see us fight it out. How can you eat a champion, ha-ha-ha-edge? Tongue-lashing each other, tempers fussing, there on the polished sill before the lofty door. And Antinous, grand prince, hearing them wrangle, broke into conducting laughter, calling to suitors, Friends, nothing like has come our way before. What sport some god has brought the palace now, the stranger and Iris. Look, they'd battle it out together, fists flying. Come, let's pit them against each other, fast. All leapt from their seats with whoops of laughter, clustering round the pair of ragged beggars there, as Eupeithes' son Antinous planned the contest. Quiet, my fine friends, here's what I purport. The goat sausages sizzling here and there and there. We eat them with and blood for sup. Now, whoever wins this bout and proves the stronger, that man step up and take his pick of the lot. What's more, from this on he feasts among us. Other will wheel inside to catch his meals from us. They all cheered, but Odysseus' foxy veteran plotted on. Friends, how can an old man worn down with pain stand up to a young buck? It's just this belly of mine, this troublemaker, tempts me to take a licking. So first, all of you swear me a binding oath. Come, not one of you steps in for Iris here, strikes me a foul blow to pull him through and lays me in the dust. And at that they all mouthed the oath that he required. And once they'd vowed they'd never interfere, Prince Telemachus drove the matter home. Stranger, if your spine and fighting pride prompts you to go against this fellow now, have no fear of any suitor in the pack. Whoever fouls you will have to face a crowd. Count on me, your host. And two lords back me up, Antinous and Eurymachus. Both are men of sense. They all shouted approval of the prince, as Odysseus belted up, roping his rags around his loins, baring his big rippling thighs, his boxers, broad shoulders, his massive chest and burly arms on full display, as Athena stood beside him.